us in the everyday, me and you. The Good News Can Shoot.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News in Shoes.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
This I say, therefore, this is the Apostle Paul speaking to the church of Ephesus. And the Ephesus letter, of course, was designed to be a circular letter. It was going to be passed out to all the other churches in the area. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles. So you're a Christian, but I'm asking you, I'm testifying this in the Lord, this is what God would want for your life, that you don't walk the way the other Gentiles walk in life, the unsaved crowd, the secular crowd, don't walk like they walk, don't order your life. Walking means to order your life. Don't be like them in the futility of their minds. The futility is the one author describes it as a vacuum in your mind. You know, your mind is a vacuum. And what does a vacuum do? It sucks in. And so, as you see in the next verse, the darkness is what gets sucked in. Futility means your mind is not filled with what it should be filled with, and so there's an emptiness there, and it sucks up all the darkness that the world has to offer. So in the futility of your mind, having their understanding darkened, and the worst part is they're alienated from the life that God has for them. They're alienated from that. Because of the ignorance that is in them, they don't have any Bible knowledge. They're ignorant of Bible truth. They may be scientists. They may have master's degrees in things, but they're ignorant of God's truth. And because of the blindness, also translated hardness of their hearts. Because of the blindness of their hearts. So Paul is telling a bunch of Christians, he is warning the believers not to choose a secular lifestyle. Now that they're Christians, don't choose a secular lifestyle that ignores the spiritual side of your life. All of us have a secular side. You get up, you go to work, you pay bills, you have to deal and do business in the world. You have a secular life that you live, but you also have a spiritual side of you that you cultivate as you first become a Christian, and then you cultivate that and you grow in that, that spiritual aspect of your life. So you've got the secular side of you, you've got the spiritual side of you. He's saying, please don't just live in the secular side. Please don't just live in the flesh, live in carnality, live just living for yourself. Choose to cultivate that spiritual side by walking with God. And so he's telling them that because they have that choice. Under grace, you have the choice to live that life. You can live a secular life and forget about the spiritual side of it. You can choose that because your salvation was a gift to you. It wasn't a gift with strings attached. It was a gift. And that gift was given to you by grace, and now you have a choice to make. Are you going to live? Is part of your life going to be set apart for God? Is all of your life going to be set apart for God? Or are you going to bury yourself in the secular part of your life? And it's easy to do. You can get distracted by the secular. Life is busy, especially in our culture. Life is busy. Things are happening all the time. You got to take care of this. You got to take care of that. You got, you know, all this stuff to do. It's easy to get distracted and lost in the secular side and forget about the spiritual side. And he's telling them, please don't do that. Please don't live because the result is an emptiness in your mind, a vacuum in your mind that will end up sucking up all the darkness the world has to offer, and you'll be living in ignorance, alienated from what God has for you in life. So there's a spiritual side and there's a secular side. That's the first thing I want you to learn. And you don't want to just have a secular life, maybe go to church Sunday, sit through it, stare at the ceiling, count the tiles, and then leave, you know, say hi to everybody and leave, and then just get back to your secular life. You need to develop a spiritual life. You were given that right, that privilege, when you became born again. You were given that right. You were given that because your human spirit was made alive by God's Holy Spirit, who entered you at that point. So you have the capacity, the ability to develop a spiritual life. And Paul is simply saying, don't choose the secular life. And under grace, you can choose it without God, you know, revoking your gift of salvation, because that wouldn't be a gift then. It would be something else. But the problem is, when you just choose the secular life, we still have an enemy out there called the devil, called Satan. He's just as real as Jesus is. Jesus referred to him more than 200 times in the Gospels. He's very, very real. He's out there, and he loves to torture God's children. 1 Peter 5:8, he's looking for somebody to devour. He loves to torture people, and when people don't walk with God, they're putting a bullseye on their back. They're putting a target on them and saying, here am I, torture me just to punish God. Mess up my life, ruin my marriage, mess up my kids, do all this kind of stuff. Just to be in God's face. Because remember, the battle really is between the kingdoms. We're just in the middle. We can honor God and bring glory to God, or we can just live our lives in a selfish manner and not bring glory to God and let the devil use us for his, you know, sadistic reasons. Now, God's will is that we choose to walk with him. He would desire that. He would love that. He earnestly beseeches you to come, walk with me. Develop that spiritual side of your life. And in Genesis 2:15, an interesting verse, the Lord God took man. This was right after God creates man in the garden. He creates the man, and he puts him in the garden. And the garden is a beautiful place, beautiful environment. It's got all the fruit trees, and it's got everything there that he could possibly imagine. It's a beautiful garden. He puts him in the garden, and the first thing he does with him, he's got a brand new relationship now. He created a man. He has a brand new relationship with someone other than angels. He has somebody he creates is going to be the object of his love, brand new relationship. And the first thing he does with him, puts him in the garden and gives him all of these provisions, and then tells him to tend it and keep it. He puts him to work. He said, here's the garden, all the provisions. The first thing he says to him is, are you comfortable enough? Would you like a bigger house? Do you need a better car? Would you like more money? Do you want that promotion? He doesn't go through any of that kind of stuff. He just puts him to work. Here's the garden. You tend it. You keep it. You take care of it. And later on, you're going to have a bigger job. You're going to be naming animals. That's very important. But you're going to have work to do. I got work for you to do. I'm not just concerned with your comforts. I've just given you a garden of provision. And you're fine there, but now I've got work for you to do. That's the first thing he did in his relationship with man. It's interesting. So when a man or woman chooses to walk with God, that becomes evident in their life. When you choose to walk with God, it becomes evident. And I have trouble speaking, I know. But 5:25, 1 Timothy. Likewise, the good works of some, not everyone, but some, are clearly evident. When people walk with God, when people live for Christ, when people do those things, it becomes evident in their life. Their families notice it. Their friends notice it. People notice it. They're different. They're doing things they never did before. It's evident. It's seen by many. It's chosen by some. Some are going to choose to develop that spiritual side of their life, not just the secular side. And it's going to become very evident. They are walking with God. And that's going to be characterized by several things. And number one, they're going to be aware of God's presence. When they come to church, they're aware that God is present. When they're hearing the word of God preached, they're aware that God is in his word. He's present. When two or three gather together, it says he's in our midst. He's present. We're aware of his presence. When I'm home alone and I think nobody sees me, I'm aware of God's presence. That's one thing that helps a lot of people out of sin, because they realize they might be home alone and they can get away with things. People won't see it, but God sees it. They're aware of his presence because they have a spiritual side of their lives, and that makes them aware. They pray. People that are developing the spiritual side of their life pray. It's the most natural thing for a person in the spiritual aspect of his life is to pray. In the secular, we don't pray. We're self-sufficient. Or we're dependent on somebody else, maybe the government, maybe something else. But we don't pray. We look to others. We look to people. Spiritual side, I look to God. Spiritual side, I walk by faith, not by sight, as the Bible teaches me. And I believe that there is a heaven. I can't see it. I believe that there's a God. I can't see him. I believe that there's a devil. I mentioned that already because I can't see him. I can see his works, but I can't see him. But the Bible says it, and I believe it. I walk by faith because I have a Bible, and I believe what the Bible says. Even though I can't see a lot of this stuff, I believe it. I'm in the spiritual side of my life where there's faith. Secular side, there's no faith. There's no faith. I have a cheerful and joyful disposition if I'm walking with God. Not always wearing the crabby pants. I have a cheerful and joyful disposition. I'm generally a happy person. I'm not living depressed and, you know, I'm not walking around with a rope and a noose. And just give me an excuse. It's going over a pipe somewhere. I'm not living like that. I'm generally a cheerful, joyful disposition. I live separate from the world, Jesus said in John 17. You're going to be in the world. What's that? That's my second. But you're not of the world. That's my spirit.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation.